Hey everybody, Rob Mauer here, and of course today we are talking about what else, as somebody in the comment section just put it, but Elon Musk's stock sale. So we're doing a live episode today to catch up on that and just make sure that the information that we have is the most recent information that we're going to have, because the last couple of times that I've done an episode, we've had new information as that recording process has happened. So doing a live stream today, maybe we'll take a couple of questions at the end since, you know, it's Friday and we'll hang out for a bit, but other than that, we do actually have a few other things to discuss. So we've got another round of price increases from Tesla, and I want to spend a little bit of time walking through some gross margin math with those price changes that I think is pretty interesting. We've also got a change to the Model Y in the China Design Studio, and we've got an update from Elon on FSD Beta 10.5, so the next version of that. And then we'll have some one other story. So first things first, Tesla today, another a little bit more challenging of a day, down 2.8% to $1,033.42. NASDAQ, on the other hand, strong day, up 1%. And in terms of volume, we did see, you know, 24 million shares or so traded today, 25 there, now with a little bit of volume after hours. So if we just look at our volume chart that we've been tracking over the last few days, just a small uptick here, but relatively low from what we have seen for volume since the Q3 earnings report. So we may have seen some more sales from Elon during the day today, but we definitely did see some yesterday. So we got new SEC filings today. You can see two more Form 4s here, and let me just refresh this again, make sure we don't have any new forms out yet, but looks like just these two. These did come out before market open today, disclosing further selling from Elon. Of course, no big surprise there. So just to kind of update our tracking sheet, we can see that the sales that were disclosed this morning were from November 11th, so Thursday, and it was about 640 million shares there that Elon sold on Thursday. So a couple things there. With the gain on that, the maximum capital gains tax, you know, assuming a really low cost basis on those shares, that'd be another 150 million or so versus what we expect to be, you know, maximum 2 billion so far in taxes that have kind of been generated so far from these sales. Elon, of course, would have netted over 5 billion from these sales. That's, you know, going to be closer to about 5.5 now with what he has sold so far. So the 5.1 million that he sold in total, maybe that's representing about a third of what he needs to sell. Again, that's going to end up somewhere between 17 million and 25 million shares, depending on how many shares Elon assumes for that 10% number, whether that's including his options that have vested but not been exercised, or just kind of his core shares. And I don't think I mentioned it yet, but these were core shares that he was selling on Thursday. So no, you know, no options further exercised like we saw on Monday. The other thing that I would add is that now that we are into Friday, depending on if we get any more Form 4s, then we can kind of close the ledger, I suppose, on Tuesday and Wednesday. If we don't get any more Form 4s, and it, you know, since we've already seen Thursday sales disclosed, it seems like we're probably heading down that path, which, you know, may be a little bit surprising since we did see on Tuesday the 59 million share volume and the 12% drop, only about 3 million of that from Elon. So definitely seemed like people just kind of trading that momentum down more so than just Elon selling, which could be, you know, more of a positive as we still have a ways to go here for the sales, if that was not necessarily as much from Elon selling as it was panic about Elon selling, if that makes sense. Nonetheless, I do think the remaining sales that are yet to come is going to, you know, certainly continue to provide a little pressure on the stock and continue to make it a little bit more difficult for it to go up while this is happening. And we don't really know how long this is going to be. I've seen some mention on Twitter that maybe the window for sales like this that are not pre-planned, someone was saying that it was 14 days prior to quarter end. So that would put us at December 17th as kind of when this could wrap up. Obviously, it could be sooner. Could be, you know, 2 weeks from now if this sort of rate continues. But we're just going to kind of have to wait and figure all that out and track it as we go with these Form 4s. So we could have had selling today, too, is kind of the only other point that I wanted to make on this. And then we'll move on. I know we're probably all getting a little tired of it, but we could have seen more selling today, obviously the stock being down and volume ticking up a little bit from where it was yesterday, which in general is not unusual for a Friday, but the average for Friday ends up being about 10% lower volume just on a normal day. So we definitely could have seen more selling from Elon today, maybe another, half a million shares or so, which kind of seems to be the small 2-day trend there. But we'll see. All right, so the next topic here, we got another round of price changes. I believe this happened last night, and sorry, I mislabeled my week there. November week two we're in now, but this is the fourth price increase that we've seen this quarter, and the affected vehicles this time are the Model Y, long range, and performance. So $1,000 price increase on both of those. Tesla just holding steady on the rest of the lineup at this point. But we can see here, long range Model Y, $9,000 increase now since the start of the year. It's getting pretty significant. If we look at the chart, you can see that a lot of this has been in the last, few months, even since August week one. So that would have been the start of Q3. The Model Y long range is up $5,000. And none of that really is going to be reflected yet, probably until maybe a little bit in Q4, but probably really not until next year, as those vehicles start to get delivered. So one thing I wanted to take a quick look at here, I'll just round this out by just showing them the Model 3 price changes there for our visual learner friends. But the point I wanted to make here is that with this $9,000 increase that we've seen, it's pretty interesting when we think back to comments that Elon made previously as the Model Y was ramping up. So I'll flip to those here. This was back on the Q1 2020 conference call. And I think we've kind of all, taken this as established knowledge by now, but this was one of the first times Elon mentioned that he's saying here that they expect the marginal cost of the Model Y to be comparable to the Model 3 once they've reached volume production. So we can use that and kind of figure out some context around these pretty significant price increases that we have been seeing. Because if we go back here and we look at the start of 2021 and we look at the Model 3 price, okay, it was $47,000, right? For the long range version. If we have a $47,000 price, and let's just say that Tesla was getting a, 20% margin on that long range vehicle, it's the base version of the long range that should get better than the standard range. But we can't account for margin for options for this scenario that I'm going to run through. So let's just say that was about a 20% gross margin, right? That means the cost of goods sold on that vehicle were about $37,500, if we assume a 20% margin on that. Now, the reason this is important is because Elon back then said that the Model Y would have basically comparable costs. So that means we can basically apply that same cost to the Model 3. So if we say, okay, cost of the, or sorry, to the Model Y. So if we say the cost of the Model Y, $37,500, and we now have a $59,000 base price on the long range version. We'll talk about the cost in a second. But that would mean, let me just get my math straight here. You know me and doing the live math, it's not always great. But it'd be $21,500 of profit on a $59,000 price. That would mean a base margin, gross margin on the base Model Y of 36.5%. Now, again, that doesn't account for cost increases, so we have to think about that a little bit. But even if you add a few thousand dollars there for costs, and let's say, I don't know, maybe you add 4,500 on that, then you're still at a 29% base price, and that's increasing the cost by about 10% in total. So the point that I'm making here is that with these price increases, Tesla is going to be getting extremely, extremely good margins out of the long range Model Y into the first 3 quarters of next year, depending on what happens with, Shanghai and what the fulfillment looks, or sorry, what happens with Texas and what the fulfillment looks like from that. The base margin here is going to be super strong. And again, that's the base. So any options on top of that is just going to drive that forward. So it's exciting, and I know we're always not really sure how much of the price increases are materials driven versus demand driven. It definitely seems like it's demand driven to me. They wouldn't do these price increases so, I think, suddenly and smoothly if it was materials prices. So, yeah, I'm definitely leaning towards the demand, and the financials that we've seen so far this year support that, as do the comments on the earnings call in Q3. So I think that's the point I wanted to make on that. Let's move on to an update to the Model Y and the China Design Studio. So I've got the Wayback Machine page pulled up here. So this is kind of the last time I could get it to load is August 27th, but you can see the standard range version of the Model Y at that point had a 0 to 60 of 5.6 seconds, range of 525 kilometers on the NEDC test cycle. But if we go to the current page for the Model Y in China, this has now been updated. So we've got a 6.9 second 0 to 60 now and a 545 kilometer range on a different test cycle, which I'm actually not sure what the CLTC is. Maybe that's a translation thing there. I'll have to look into that a little bit more. But at least 20 kilometers more range there, again, depending on the test cycle. And then the big drop to 0 to 60. I mean, we had 5.6 seconds now down to 6.9 seconds. So I think kind of the prevailing thought here is that Tesla has switched over to lithium iron phosphate batteries for the Model Y standard range now. We did also see this kind of happen with the Model 3 where the 0 to 60 dropped a bit pretty recently. So I kind of originally thought that the standard range Model Y was going to be LFP, lithium iron phosphate, but I'm not, it's a little bit perplexing on what's going on with that now, but I did just want to point out that those times have dropped. And certainly that's the lowest, you know, lowest 0 to 60 that we've seen, or I guess highest 0 to 60 that we've seen on a Tesla vehicle so far. So kind of interesting, and we'll, you know, I don't know that Tesla's going to go into any detail on that on an earnings call or anything like that, so it's probably going to be a bit of a mystery for a while, but definitely interesting to see some of the changes that have been happening there. And if they carry over to the US too, right? Like if we see a standard range Model Y introduced, or depending on what we see happen with the standard range Model 3. Okay, so the next one here, I meant to zoom in on this, but this is an update from Elon on the beta. So in response to a question about expanding beta to 98 safety scores, Elon said, hoping to start releasing to 98 safety scores with version 10.5 in about 10 days. And this was yesterday, so maybe that means next weekend. Normally they had started rolling these, you know, point versions out sort of like Friday night. This would point more towards like a Sunday time frame. But it looks like at least 10.5 sort of targeted right now for roughly next weekend based on Elon's point there. And I guess I didn't really realize that they weren't expanding it out to 98 safety scores yet. I think that was the original intent with 10.4, but from this, it kind of sounds like that ended up not happening. And then the other thing that I wanted to point out here on Twitter, so this is just some pretty cool information out of Norway. So Tesla is actually now the most sold car brand in Norway so far this year. Not EVs, all cars in total. Obviously, Norway electric vehicle adoption is pretty high. I think it's, you know, 80% or something like that, just off the top of my head. But Tesla, 14,000 registrations versus Volkswagen at about 500 vehicles fewer. Same with Toyota. So really, really cool to see that for Norway. And I'm sure it won't be too long before we start seeing that in more and more markets and eventually worldwide. So kind of a good way to kind of close out a Friday episode. And I saw a couple of super chats here, so let me just make sure that I didn't miss any of those. Thank you, appreciate that. And John, thank you, really appreciate that, all the super chat support. And I'll just take a couple quick looks here for questions, make sure I'm not missing any. One thing I did mean to say earlier is that I'm not sure if any of the Form 4s will come out this weekend, or if those are kind of only business days. I would suspect only business days, since obviously on Veterans Day we didn't get any of those Form 4s filed. So I don't think we'll see any more this weekend unless we see them tonight, obviously, which let's maybe just refresh that, make sure. Yeah, no new ones yet. Yeah, we'll see if we get any more Form 4s tonight. Otherwise, I would think we'll probably be waiting until Monday. Maybe we get them in pre-market on Monday like we did today. But I would suspect that, again, my hunch is that Elon probably continued selling today. So maybe, you know, maybe another million or half a million today. All right. So with that, I think we will wrap it up for the day and for the week. But appreciate you guys listening. And don't forget to subscribe and sign up for notifications.